Let us appreciate God for his faithfulness upon this mountain since the beginning of this retreat. God has been showing us mercy. He has been releasing dynamics into our spirit, potential into our capacity. He has been causing us to triumph in knowledge. Let us appreciate him. As co-laborers with God, we are privileged. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Thank you for day three of this leader's retreat. Thank you for the privilege of being laborers together with you. We ask that today you will do us good and you satisfy us with the best that you have for us today. Glory to you, O God. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Laborers with God, part 2. Indeed, as in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, we are called and chosen to labor along with God, together. God is involved in this labor. He's the chief laborer, the chief builder, laboring according to his instructions and his specifications. The Bible says that Moses built the ark. The Lord said, make sure you build the ark according to the pattern you have received upon the mountain. When you labor outside specification, you are laboring on your own. You have opted out of laboring with God. So you see, every calling of God, every vision from heaven comes with details. Somebody say details. Details. Details, specifications, requirements. Ministry is not what you do as you like. You don't copy to do ministry. You don't go around town, driving around town, looking for what is in trend in order to implement in the work that God has put in your hands. You settle upon the mountain to receive specifications, details, instructions, pattern to follow. Strategy is significant to the fulfillment of God's calling upon your life. You have a place of labor. Stay there. You are part of the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Your part is important. Your success is our success. None of us will fail in the name of Jesus. So today, we'll be looking at the areas to labor. Where are we to labor? Laboring with God, part 2. The areas. Areas that we must give attention and invest our definite, specific, deliberate, concentrated efforts to ensure that the gold mine and the reward promised, the glory of our calling, becomes a reality unquestionable. Areas to labor. Number one, labor in prayers. Hallelujah. Labor in the place of prayers. James chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. Let's look at somebody that labored in prayer. James chapter 5, I'll read from verse 17. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was a normal human being. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it did not rain on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18. And he prayed again. And the heavens gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. If you look at this scripture very well, prayer is a must. If fruits must come forth, prayer is the pathway to a harvest. But it's not just about praying. If labor is not in your prayer, harvest will be far from you. In fact, sometimes, the reason why you have been praying and you have not been seeing results is because you have been removing labor from the place of prayers. Ensure that you pray again. The Bible says Elijah prayed earnestly. It was earnest. It was continuous. It was deliberate. It was repeated. It was consistent. It was concentrated. It was deliberate. It was specific. He prayed earnestly to shut the door of heaven. Daniel prayed earnestly to ensure that his reward and his answers came. Do not be tired to pray again. Listen to me. The time to stop praying is the time you have seen the reality and the manifestation of what you have been asking. Champions, I want to encourage you. Do not be carried away by crumbs. Stay in the place of prayers until you see the bread. Hallelujah. It is good to be sensitive. In fact, the spirit of sensitivity is a must if you must triumph in this end time. But it is not enough. Pastor, I sense it in my spirit that God has answered us. That's good. But let us see it. Hallelujah. Do not stop praying until you have seen the reality of what you have been asking God for. Do not leave the place of labor of prayers. You have seen it in the spirit, bet it in the physical. That's when to stop praying. Oh my God. Pray until you see the reality and the fullness of your request. Man of God, I can see it in the spirit. Let us see it in the physical. We'll stay in the place of prayer. Daniel prayed for 21 days. Sir, his testimony had been bet and released from heaven. It took 21 days to deliver it. Imagine that Daniel had stopped praying. Imagine he left the place of labor. May you not leave the place of labor until your testimony is bet in the name of Jesus. You see, whenever you withdraw from the place of prayer, you truncate your harvest. Whenever you withdraw from the place of prayer, you actually abort the labor thus far. Whenever you retreat from the place of the labor of prayer, whenever you retreat from the secret place, whenever you leave prayer, what you have done is that you have deflated your labor, your efforts. So what do? You continue in prayers until your reality is manifested. From this year, we shall pray until we take the full harvest in the name of Jesus. We shall not be carried away by crumbs. We will sense it. No, but that won't be enough. We must see it in reality. Prayer is a necessity. Laboring in prayers is a necessity. The church needs to labor in the place of prayer. We give up too easily. Consistency is a necessity for prayer to become a reality, bringing forth the testimonies. Hallelujah. How do we labor in prayers? Pray according to God's plan. Sir, God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your ministry. God has a plan for your education. God has a plan for your marriage. God has a marital agenda for your life. God has somebody he wants you to marry. God has a school and course he wants you to study. Many times it is not what you are thinking. Better labor to discover. God has pray according to God's plan. He gives speed to answers. When you pray against or contrary to God's plan, you take longer time in the place of labor, and the labor might not even bring forth. You waste effort in prayer when you pray contrary to God's plan. So discover God's plan. In fact, the first prayer you should pray, Lord, what is your plan concerning this matter? Lord, what are you saying? When you are praying and it is not bringing forth fruit, ask, maybe you are not praying according to plan. Hallelujah. Number two, how do we labor? Pray consistently and persistently. Do not give up. I pray that this year, God will give strength to your knees. Your prayers will no more fade in the name of Jesus. Pray consistently. The Bible said that Elijah prayed. Hallelujah. He prayed again. Do not be tired to pray again. Elijah told his servant, go and look. The Bible said that Elijah prayed. Go and look. What do you see? He came by and said, I saw nothing. He continued to pray. Seven dimensions of prayers. Hey. Until, who told you Elijah did not know that rain will fall? He knew. He sensed it in his spirit, but he did not give up. It's not a spirit thing. It's an earthly thing. Let the spiritual manifestation be better than the physical. That's what we are saying. Hallelujah. He kept praying until his servant came. He said, I see something like the hand of a man. He said, that's the physical manifestation. This is the proof. Pray until you see the proof. Kuru, kuru. Pray consistently. Lord will receive tenacity in the place of prayers. Kaladabadabayas. Number three, how do we labor in prayer? Pray in the spirit. Jude chapter 1. Lepetu shakadon zali prados kata. Building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you labor outrightly. You labor before the Father. You labor into his heart. This year, your prayers will generate unquestionable results. In the name of Jesus, our prayers will generate unquestionable and speedy results. In the name of Jesus. Number four, how do we labor? Pray with knowledge. Very important. The right kind of prayer for the situation at hand. You see, praying with knowledge is actually different from praying according to God's plan in this context. Yes, praying according to God's plan is praying with knowledge. But you see, what I'm emphasizing here on this fourth point, praying with knowledge is praying the right kind of prayers. Sir, this is a year of harvest. There are times when you don't need, it is not skabosh, you need to skabosh. You need to pray the prayer of thanksgiving. The Bible says that Jesus was confronted with five loaves and two fishes. And there were 7,000 mouths, stomachs to feed. What are you talking? I'm sure some men were there that they will consume the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They will still drink water and there will still be space. What did Jesus do? Jesus did not speak in tongues. The Bible says that Jesus lifted up the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and he gave thanks. And multiplication, harvest was triggered. Praying the right kind of prayer. Sir, there's a time to thank God. There's a time to shut up. There's a time to fall down and die. There's a time to dance. There are dimensions of prayers. There are different kinds of prayers. Understanding makes you to know which one to pray. You need to know the right kind of prayer. Praying according to knowledge. Praise God. One of the months in this year, we are going to dedicate, if not more than one, to just thanksgiving, teachings on thanksgiving. Because thanksgiving, appreciation, is one of the keys to a harvest. Praise God. Pray according to knowledge. Number five, pray in separation and in retreats. Leaders give attention to separation. Find time to retreat. Find time to set yourself apart. There are certain things you can never see in the crowd. You always want to be out there. Sir, there's a time to be in there. There's a time to put yourself. See, Moses did not receive clarity until he went to the backside of the mountain. The Bible says he saw the burning bush. See, there are certain things that are for you in God. You can never see them in public. God is waiting for you in the secret place. Find time to retreat. Find time to separate yourself, to re-oil your engine. Your engine will not knock in the name of Jesus. Number six, how do we labor in prayer? Pray in and with faith of works, or works of faith. What gives your prayer proof in the physical are the acts and the works of your faith. You generate power in the secret place. You launch power in the public place through your works of faith. Through your works of faith. Through your works of faith. Let your prayers be mixed with faith. Do not pray not word and then walk southward. Let your faith back your prayers. Faith is what gives expression to what has been concluded in the spiritual, giving it a physical manifestation. Labor in the place of prayers. Please don't get tired of praying. Pray on the go. Pray in the toilet. Pray in the bathroom. Pray in the restroom. Pray in your car. Pray on the road. Pray where you are sleeping. Pray everywhere. Hallelujah. Number two, areas to labor. Labor in his word. Labor in his word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Labor in God's word. What does the Bible say in Joshua 1 verse 8? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. thou shalt meditate then day and night. It's not just meditate, oh, day and night, morning, evening, night, that thou mayest observe to do all, do according to all that is written there. There's no room for you to be shifting God's word, oh. You take some, you leave some. I'm a New Testament Christian. The Old Testament is passed away. There's no room. Do all that is written there. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. It is you that will make prosperity a reality. The word of God empowers you to make prosperity a reality. The word of God empowers you to create success and prosperity. When you labor in God's word, you make prosperity. With your hand creates prosperity. Your hand brings forth whatever you lay your hand upon prospers. It is not God, though. It is you. Stay in God's word. Make God's word your life. What do I mean by staying in God's word? Eat God's word. Drink God's word. Live God's word. Live God's word. In your business, let it be by God's word. In your ministry, let it be by God's word. In your family, let it be the way you raise your children, according to God's word. Live your entire life around God's word. Study the word of God. Obey the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. The Bible says, "Shall not depart out of man." Preach the word of God. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. Hang scriptures around your house. Wear word of God as bandana. Wear it as wristband. Use it as stickers. Let every place that we turn in your home, let it be God's word. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 concerning God's word. He said, teach this word I have given to you, this instruction, to your children and your children's children continuously. Paste it on your doorway. Wear it tight around your wrist as wristband. Tie it around your head as bandana. Let it, repeat it to your children in the morning, in the night, when you wake up, when you lie down, when you are on the road, when you are strolling. Don't let God's word depart out of your mouth. Hey. Occupy your heart and your mouth with God's word. Praise God. Labor in God's word. Number 3, labor in teaching and in preaching. I love this one. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. How will you not be able to labor in teaching and in preaching when you labor in the word yourself? How? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. What does the Bible say? Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Preach the word of God when it is convenient. Preach the word of God when it is not convenient. If you need to run an underground church to preach the word, run it. If you need to sneak Bible in to teach the God's word, sneak it. The Bible says, preach the word. Do not let it depart out of thy mouth. Hallelujah. Commit to teaching. It's good to pray. But it's not only prayer that brings results. Prayer is not the only key. Prayer is the key. Prayer, it is not the only key. The word of God too is a key. Teach the people of God. Teach, preach the word. Hallelujah. Labor, create time. Teach. You have many friends that are unbelievers. Teach, speak God's word to them. You are comfortable. Most of your friends are unbelievers. I'm sorry for you. That's why you are not growing. You are not growing at a fast rate. When your association, you are not dealing with your association, your association will deal with you. If you are not transforming your association will transform you. You will not backslide in the name of Jesus. Number 4, labor in the works of love. This year, 2020, labor in the works of love. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible says that God is not unfaithful to forget your labor of love. Labor, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love. labor. Love is a labor. It is not easy to love. It's not this, I love you, that you are talking up and down, is a mouth. Love is not in talking, it is in doing. What is love to the hungry? It's food. What is love to the naked? It's clothing. You have four pairs of clothes, only for Jesus. You see somebody that doesn't have one, give it. It's not a function. Listen to me. One of the things that determine what you give is in the need that it meets. You have only two clothes. You see somebody that gives, that doesn't have at all in this cold weather, give him one. You have given more than somebody that has 10,000, that gave 10,000 naira in church. Do you know why? Because you have given somebody the greatest need of his life, clothing. He was naked. Look for genuine needs in your church, in your congregation, in your environment. Meet the needs of people. Let us labor in love. As a ministry this year, we have diverse ministry projects and outreaches. We are giving attention as long as God's help us by the grace of God to make sure that we are meeting needs. We are not just, there are too many religious activities in churches and ministries today. Let your ministry outreaches, let your evangelistic crusades really genuinely meet needs. Oh, meet needs, please. Labor in love, labor to meet the needs of humanity. Number five, labor in your calling and in instructions for your life. Labor in your calling and in the instructions he has given you. Labor in your calling and instructions for your place in this commission. Whatever God has called you to do, do it. Wherever he has told you to stay, stay there. Whatever he has told you to do, go and do it. Stop jumping around. Use of nowadays, jump around from pillar to post. Arrogance, achieving nothing, going nowhere for nothing. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 15, the Bible said, therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be ye steadfast. Be unmovable. Distractions will come. Logical distractions and excuses. Let me warn those of you that the end, see, listen to me. No matter how blessed your leader is, no matter how faithful he is, one day, at least one, not one day, at least one day, the devil will come and show you things. Logical reasons why you should leave where God has told you to be. You will have logical excuses why you should leave your calling. Why? The Bible says, be steadfast and unmovable. Never, a day will never come that excuses will be good enough in this kingdom. Whatever the excuse, stay where God has called you to do. Labor in your place of calling that God has called you to be. Your calling is a gold mine. Let me tell you, your calling is a gold mine. Keep digging it there. And the devil knows this. So he will try everything possible to distract you from your calling. Listen to me. The day you go and labor, putting effort in another man's calling outside your place, you are digging a well that has no water for you. It may have water for somebody else, but not for you. Wherever God has called you to be, go there. That is your place of treasure. Don't be like a man that takes corn to the desert and is planting in the time of dry season. Hey, he's laboring. He's laboring outside the harvest. I pray that your labor will not be in vain. Labor in your calling. Stay at your place. Jeremiah chapter 23. The Bible said that, look at these prophets. They ran. I did not send them. Hey, you not run a journey that has no future. In the name of Jesus. Labor in your place. Labor in your place. Stay in your place. Stay in your place. Wherever God has called you to be there. Wherever God has sent you, go there. Be steadfast, unmovable. Abound in the work that God has given to you. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58. Always abounding in the work, the specification, the instructions, the calling. See, stop doing ministry as a feeling. I feel like it's not, ministry is not a feeling. Ministry is as instructed, not as convenient. This kingdom is as instructed, not as convenient. Let's read 1 Corinthians 15:58 again. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It is only the labor that you do in the Lord's specification that is not in vain. May your labor not be in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus. Labor in your calling and the instructions you have received according to God's will. Number six, labor in personal development. You cannot go beyond your place of preparation. You cannot run. You cannot perform beyond your place of preparation. Your manifestation is a function of your preparation. This year, 2020, labor in personal development. Invest in your improvement. You know you are not so good in spoken English. Improve yourself. Stop deceiving yourself, man of God. You open man, na so so ibon, kaka. Stop that. Improve yourself. Let 2020 be better than 2019. You know you are not too good with writing, in your writing. Improve in your writing. Improve. Transformation only comes by the renewing of mind. Romans 12 verse 2. Transformation will not come until your mind is renewed. Your mind is resharpened. Your mental capacity is resharpened. Commit to spiritual exercises is part of your personal development. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. The Bible says, stop wasting your time deliberating on nonsense talk. Hallelujah. Give attention to spiritual exercises. The Bible said that bodily exercise profit nothing, but spiritual investments are a necessity. Commit to spiritual exercise. Find time to fast. Find time to pray. Find time to study God's word. It is part of your personal development. Give attention to giving. Give attention to fasting. Give attention to praying the Holy Ghost. These things build you. Read books. There are some ministers, they don't read. Even God's word, now by fire. Read books. Develop your capacity. Develop your mentality. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. There are certain topics you know that if you are told, if God gives you this thing now to go and preach on it, hey, it becomes a wallah. You go online and you start researching what to preach at the altar. Ha, the Lord forgive you. Invest in yourself. Be prepared for the day of battle. The Bible says, out of the investments that you have put in yourself, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak. One of the reasons why you lack utterance is because there is no investment in your life. Invest in training. Invest in skill development. How will you be a pastor and you are not investing in your skills? You see trainings for skill development in town. You look at it as a man of God, very spiritual. You don't need skills. I'm sorry for you. That's why you are not performing well. Spend money, attend trainings. Spend money on yourself so that your future will be enviable. Labor in personal development. Number seven. Labor in following Christ and in the leadership he has set over you. Labor in following Christ and in the leadership he has set over you. In every mentoring relationship, every leadership and fatherhood relationship, there are two sides, leading and following. It takes effort to lead, sir. It also takes effort to follow. It is one thing for your leader to be leading. Christ is leading his church. The question is, are you following? It takes effort to follow. The Bible says, be ye followers of they who through faith and patience have obtained the promise. The promise does not only answer to faith. If your faith is not garnished with patience, you will not obtain the promise. Your faith must be a patient one. So you take, you see, your labor must be consistent, patiently consistent. So it takes labor, continuous, deliberate followership in order to attain the promise. There are people who have achieved what you are looking for. There are people who have arrived where your journey is leading. Follow them. Identify your family and stay there. You cannot claim to love God when you do not love man. You cannot claim to be following Jesus if you cannot follow the leader he has set over your life. Identify your spiritual family and stay there. Paul said that I alone have begged you. I am your father. See, let me tell you something. You can have only one father. You can have many mentors. Know your father and stay with him. Know your mentors and learn from them. Yes, God can call you out of the ministry of your father and set you somewhere else. It does not mean disconnecting from him. My father in the Lord, Dr. Idekpo, he said that, hey, it is not how close to the anointing that matters. It is how connected. I say this without prejudice. I say this without bias. And I give God all the praise. Serving God in return of global ministry. I am connected to my father. Hallelujah. It's not how close, it's how connected. I can say this and I boast in the Lord. I give him all the praise. Hallelujah. I carry his grace and his spirit vibrantly, firefully. Far more than many of the leaders that may be close to him, serving in the same commission with him. I say this with all sense of humility and I give God the praise. I'm not saying it to mock anybody. It's understanding. There was a time God told me to come out of that commission, that it was time to fulfill what he has called me to do. There is a time for everything, but stay with your father. I have seen young people, they choose their fathers and they change their fathers. They rotate their fathers. This is your father in 2019. This is your father in 2020. I'm sorry for you. You're a bastard. Don't be a spiritual bastard. Stay with your father. Your father, you don't choose your father. God does. At the beginning of my journey, nobody preached to me. The Spirit of God convicted me. As a cultist, I went to church. I gave my life. It was years later I got to discover that my father is Dr. David Oyedepo. The Lord revealed to me. I went. Hallelujah. I submitted myself. I've submitted to tomorrow. I have left that commission doing what God has sent you to do, but the connection is consistent. See, there are leaders and teachers on your path. Know them. Learn from them. There's a father who has begged you in the spirit. Don't disconnect from him. Stop being foolish. Know your family and stay there. That is where your spiritual nourishment will come from. That's why we have many in leadership position. They are experiencing spiritual kwashoko because they are feeding on jargons. Jargons. So they are replicating heresy and apostasy. Kai, may you not be a spiritual bastard. Know your teachers and learn from them. Know your mentors and learn from them. Know your father and stay with him. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Lord, thank you. Labor in following Christ and in the leadership he has placed over your life. Finally, number 8, labor in discipling others. Labor in discipling others. As you are called to follow, you are also called to lead. 1 Peter chapter 5. What does the Bible say in verse 2? 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint but willingly, not for filthy lucre but of a ready mind. Discipleship is every believer's calling. Discipleship is not only for your pastor. The kingdom of God operates like a web. Jesus came, he found 12. He empowered them, he sent them forth, they got 70. He empowered them, he sent them forth, they got 520. They were empowered, they went into the nations of the earth until you were caught. Who have you brought? The web, the kingdom must flow through you through discipleship. It's not enough to win souls. You must disciple them. Labor in the place of discipleship. I see crusades all over the place. In fact, in this city where I stay, crusade upon crusade. Another one is starting tomorrow. Another one just finished, some in December. Crusade upon crusade. Many come out for as saved souls. We don't follow them up. The same guy that gave he gives his life to Christ in every crusade. Go and check his life. On Monday, he's the thief in his office. On Tuesday, he's the one chasing that girl, that new girl on the street. And on Sunday, he's a worker in church. We are not discipling. The church needs to give attention to labor in the place of discipling men to grow. Feed the flock. Many flocks are starving because leaders and pastors are not feeding them. You are an oversight over them. The way you were brought into this, I want to ask you, you are following your leader. Thank God. Who is following you? Who have you helped to grow? Many Christians, all they do is taking. They are fed. They are not feeding anybody. That's why they are fat and unproductive. Race champions don't just win souls. Race champions. That's what we do in this commission. The vision of our Rise Network Champions family, our young people's arm is to raise champions. Champions are people who win all the battles of their lives. So we give attention to discipleship. Once you are won, we stay on you until you are strong and you can stand on your own and help others. You are not here just to be a champion. You are here to win others and to replicate championship in their lives. You are here to edify the body of Christ. That's what you are here for. I want to let you know something. Do you know that when you get to the gates of heaven, God will not only ask you how well you did, he will also ask you, what about the people that were put over you, that you were given to build? Jesus will ask you, what about the people that you were given to bring here? Jesus will look at your back and say, where are the people that I attached to your destiny? What have you done with them? Acts chapter 20, verse 28. The Bible says, Acts 20, 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves. But that's not all. And to the flocks over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. To feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Hey! Take heed to yourself. Some of you are very good at building yourself, building up yourself, praying in the Holy Ghost. You are not here to build up yourself alone. You are also here to build the flock. So you see, you will not just appear gallantly in heaven. I made it. I made it. God said it. I believe it. Dad has settled it. I made it. God will ask you, where is the flock? Where are the people I attached to your destiny? I've heard all manner of motivational things. There are people attached to your destiny. He will ask you, where are they? Jesus will ask you, where are they? This journey is a personal one, but he will ask you of your responsibility. In the book of Ezekiel, the Bible said that the Lord said to Ezekiel, he said, these people, go and preach to them. Whether they answer or not, go and preach to them, because if they die in their sin, I will require their blood of your hand. Where are the people? What are you doing with discipleship? The church needs to give attention to discipleship. Labor in the growth of those who God has sent you to. Look out for young Christians to help them up. Take heed to yourselves and to the flock. Give attention to discipleship. Give attention to building others. Give attention to raising others up. Imagine that you appear in heaven alone and many were given attached to your destiny. It will be a total failure. We are not going to fail in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for yourself. Father, help me to labor. Help me to labor. Help me to labor. That my full harvest this year will become a reality. Help me to labor in the place of prayers. Help me to labor in your word. Help me to labor in teaching and preaching. Help me to labor in the works of love. Help me to labor in my calling, your calling upon my life, and in the instructions. Help me to labor in carrying out. Let your word be mixed with faith in my heart, that I will execute every of your instructions, observing to do all you have instructed me. Help me to labor in personal development. Help me to be prepared unto every good work. Help me to labor in following Christ and in the leadership you have set over my life. Help me to labor in discipleship, in bringing others to you. Help me to labor in the evangelism, doing the work of an evangelist when it is convenient and when it's not convenient. Help me to labor in raising others, building them, laboring, bringing them to the place of spiritual maturity. Lord, I will not fail this year. I want you to also pray for yourself. Father, help me to labor that my full harvest will become a reality. My harvest will not be truncated. My harvest will not be aborted. I will not give up. I receive grace. I receive wisdom. I receive love, the heart of love, to love the Father, to love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my might. I receive grace to love my neighbor as myself. I receive grace to love my enemies. Lord, Father, not failing in the place of love, not failing in any area. Lord, we give you praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for calling us and appointing and choosing us to be co-laborers, laborers together with you. Lord, our labor will not be in vain. Our works will not be consumed by fire. But Lord, at the end, we'll be servants who have labored with a reward. You will tell us, enter into the harvest. Enter into the fulfillment, thou good and faithful servant. This will be our Lord. Your church will not fail you. We will not fail you. I will not fail you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.